100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon, and this is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality, whether it's a cheap headset, a cat who's sitting in my lap and wants me to pet them. I don't know. What are you doing, miss? You're such a good girl. Okay, well, the topic this week... What was the topic this week? Oh, tunnel! Sometimes I lose my mind for a bit. Okay, we've got a lot of stories this week, so let's get started with... Barbara Blacksender. She's back. Okay, here we go. Take it away, Barbara.
I wanted to explore the other end of the tunnel, so I squeezed into it and headed for the light. I knew it was the end because here it was dark. I ducked as I walked, pulled my elbows in tight. I crouched some more, tossed my hat back off behind me, got down on my knees and made shorter steps. Onto my belly, I crawled like a snake, only to find my arm's furthest reach, my finger extended until I touched with a nail. I saw the end of the tunnel was just a flashlight.
Thank you, Barbara. All right, let's see. We've got two from Thomas. So, let's... I know. You know, am I going to babble up a storm, or am I just going to make this short and sweet? I think I'm going to make this babble and sweet. A sweet babble, as it were. No, I'm in mourning over Whitney Houston, because I never saw it coming. You know, it was just out of the blue. Like, whoa! Who'd have guessed that would have happened? So, I'm sure everybody else is. I mean, they're waking up to, no, no, oh my God, I'm getting... Yeah. One of those. Oh, sorry, was I lost in a tangent? Hold on, I'm going to go smoke a little something. While I'm off in a cloud of haze, here's Thomas.
Professor T had tunnel vision. He had no peripheral vision at all. And he could only see one student at a time as they sat in the front row. He would always focus on Jezebel because she wore a red sweater and was very buxom. Students arriving late would sit on each side of her as they slipped into the room 20 to 30 minutes late. Professor T wrote on the board in a long, narrow, vertical column, squeezing his lecture notes into a space only a few inches wide, while the rest of the 20-foot-wide whiteboard remained vacant. Roberto's tunnel stretched from his yard, under his neighbor's garage, and into Texas from his home in Piedras Negras. He used the tunnel to visit his girlfriend. It took him 5 years of digging, and his tunnel was lighted and secure. He lined the walls with concrete. Roberto liked his tunnel so much he began to spend time in the tunnel, even when he wasn't visiting. He'd take his lunch down and began sleeping there. As time passed, Roberto invited his friends down. Soon he added a sound system and bar. Roberto's tunnel opened last Friday, serving dinner and beer.
Thank you, Thomas. And thank you, Thomas, because, you know, he sent in two. All right, who's next? Oh, we got Murray. Murray's next. I'm not going to tell you his last name. It's going to be, guess, Murray's last name. No, it's going to be, his link is going to be in the upper part, and then the lower part is story, and then somewhere hidden in there is like going to be his credit card information and fingerprints, and then you can impersonate Murray too. And here's a little bit of a writing sample so that, if challenged, it's like, oh, are you sure? And you have to say something. You can say this. So, all right. So welcome to the Identity Theft Podcast, Marie. And here we go with a 100-word story. I really shouldn't do that. Otherwise, I'm going to get bots swarming all over me. Hey, would you need credit card number? Do bots analyze audio yet? God, I hope not.
Under the bustling streets, 350 kilometers of tunnels lay. Some lengths are a tourist attraction, filled with the bones of nameless that have cluttered massive cemeteries years ago. Some lengths have been sealed off and are now inaccessible. Warnings have been issued that the unsecured caverns are unsafe and should be avoided. There is no light, no map, and nobody who can help those who can venture in and become disoriented. That knowledge still doesn't keep me from screaming for help.
Thank you, Murray, and hopefully you can get some signal down there in the tunnels. Because screaming won't help. Ah! Screaming won't help you with this podcast either. Although, Tura doesn't scream. Tura states with authority. And gravitas? I'm not sure. You'll have to vote on that. Okay, who thinks this is with gravitas? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. And, okay, you have both hands up. I'm not sure. You're drowning. Okay. Well, I'm going to go rescue the person that's drowning. You listen to Tura. I just hate getting wet in the mornings.
We step out of the cage, a vertical mile down the main shaft, into a side tunnel cut by an autonomous minebot. It's smart enough to decide for itself the best directions to explore, but it's broken down and it's too expensive to write off. We plod single file down its sweltering, twisting tunnel. The robots are programmed to avoid each other, but we find the bot's rear end sliced off by another tunnel intersecting this one. A sudden commotion behind. Something explodes out of the wall, obliterating one of my men. Something alive. The surface is very far above.
Thank you, Tura. Next up, we have Muncie! Whoop, wait, hold on. Muncie has a YouTube channel. The Muncie Sellout. Muncie Sells Out. Oh, this should be interesting. I've been watching a lot of YouTube recently. AT&T Tech Channel. Oh, they've got some great documentaries there from the 60s and 70s. Like, we're running out of numbers, and they changed from 5 to 7-digit dialing, and when they added the area codes and all that stuff, there's some really funny ones in there, like, wow, the operator's switching, God, there's some really cool ones there, and imagine, how people are going to look back at the little documentaries and teachy things that they put on. Back then, they had to have phones outside of their bodies, or they couldn't regrow legs. I don't know. It just, who knows what they're going to come up with. And it certainly won't be in time for Whitney Houston. Here's Muncie and his story.
Greetings, life forms and also awesome robots. It's time for a story based on a prompt. That might not surprise you because you've been listening to those all day. And by all day, I mean yes. I do assume you listen to this episode of 100 Word Stories nonstop on repeat for 24 hours. You do, right? Tunnel by Chris Monroe. See that light at the end of the tunnel? Ben Affleck asked. He was a professional, and he could do this. He was an actor. Actors do their job without editorial, and he'd manage. It just didn't seem fair. He owned an Oscar. An Oscar for screenwriting. To be reduced to dialogue like this. But it was his own fault. He should have demanded a complete script. But he'd signed on to make the movie because Daredevil was awesome, and it was too late to back out. It was time to finish his line. That's not heaven. That's the A-Train. Short fiction at munzeestories.blogspot.com. Tweets at MunzeeMunzee on Twitter. Also, due to my creative ADD, I've begun a YouTube channel called Munzee Sells Out. Also, I've narrated the story on the current episode of the always excellent Way of the Buffalo podcast. You should check it out. Wow, I'm self-promoting more than usual this week. What can I say? It's been a busy week.
Self-promoting is perfectly fine. Remember, shameless plugs are essential to your well-being here on 100 Word Stories. Well, that and writing a story that's 100 words long. But I always welcome when people shamelessly plug because it lets us not just get to know you, but know the things that you do so well. Thank you, Munzee, and let you be a shining example of promotion. That's not sarcastic at all, actually. I like it when people share things that they've done so that when they're done here and utterly exhausted from all the listening, that they have something to listen to relax. Wait. Next up, we have Lizzie. And once again, someone who actually records their stories. I like those people the best. Although, I always say, if you can't or don't want to record, the midget can record it for you. Well, yeah, the midget likes reading, I think. I can't tell. He's wearing a hockey mask. What? Oh, he's going off to get me some more orange juice. All right, here's Lizzie. Way to go. Whee!
Hello, Lizzie Goodcuff here. So this week's challenge was the word tunnel. And here it goes. I understand nothing of tunnels. I really don't care. That is the challenge for the week. But what should I write? I don't care. Just write anything. Tunnel. Yep. Tunnel. Go for it. Cut and cover? What? Or clay kicking. I like this one. What on earth are you talking about? Tunnels! Oh boy. She has just started doing these challenges and she's already going bonkers. She's hopeless. No! Check it out! Here! Look! I don't want to read that! Get that away from my face! Double deck. Shut up. Pipe jacking. Shut up. Or box jacking. Oh, shut up already. All right. If you would like to, I'll invite you to drop by my blog. It's fairly new. LizzieGoodcuff.blogspot.com. Okay, that's it for now. Bye-bye.
Yay! Another promotion of a site. Soon, we will be a portal like Yahoo and collapse and utter chaos as our executive team runs screaming from a burning building. Oh, thank you, Lizzie. Just... woo-hoo. I'm a little out of it. Ooh, wait, hold on. Is there any... uh-oh. Midget, come on, give me some more. Come on, hurry up. I need more orange juice, otherwise I'm gonna... oh, man. No, I don't want don't fire up the coffee. No, don't fire up the... he's firing up the coffee machine. All right. Well, while I go and stop the coffee machine from catching fire, here's Tom. And there are no updates, because he said so in really big letters. No updates! So, that means that you get even more story. Cool.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And tonight's story is a continuation of the Podcaster Saga, Part 8. The bark banged into the shore. Burroughs St. Peter and the podcaster set foot on a sea of faces, held fast in a mud flat that stretched beyond the horizon. With mics and mixers to a man, this was the plane of podcasters. Threshold to hell.
"Is that you, son?"
pled a face. "Dad?" said the podcaster. "My dad's not dead. You're Norm Sherman. Bite me." Across time and space, a spark arced across the tunnel. The pads in the Houston bus suddenly released their charge, and the unconscious passenger bucked with the electrical jolt. Eyes popped open. WTF.
Aww. Isn't that sweet? If you're not familiar, Tom had a series of... Well, if you do a search for Tom and Podcaster, you'll find the weekly challenges that he did this on. And he's bringing it back. It's a wonderful series. And I think it needs a theme. Although, TJ isn't going to be in this episode, so he's not going to be able to do a theme. Yeah, he sent me a note. He's like, "Oh my god, I'm asleep, It's like, wait, he's sleep texting? Okay, dude, if you're sleep texting, you really need to, is that ylang-ylang, that stuff? That's good for sleep? I don't know what's good for sleep anymore. I know it's good for sleep. I try to go to sleep at 10, and then my sister calls, and it's like, it's like, all right, trying to talk her down. And then after that, I'm exhausted, and I'll give my number to your sister there, and she'll, like, here's Zachman, before I say something completely incomprehensible and stupid. Too late.
When I was a kid, my family went on a vacation and tried spelunking. When the tour guide said you had to climb down really far on a long ladder, then the opening was 4 feet high, I ran to my mother, who was waiting in our family car, and said, "I don't want to die." My siblings told me how much fun it was watching my father duck walk. Oddly, when I visited my father at work in the transportation building, I thought the tunnel between it and the Minnesota State Capitol building was the coolest thing since sliced bread.
You think sliced bread is cool? Okay, thank you, Zach Man, but you do know that bread naturally comes sliced. It's when they glue all the cool thing is how they glue all the slices together to make those whole loaves you see, the rustic ones and the home style ones, and they put them all together, and they do it without seams because they have artisans painting over the section with gluten. Oh man, if you've ever seen those, oh wow, that's the future. The coolest thing is re-glued slices of bread into a single loaf. Oh man, that's the coolest. Where was I going with this? Now I want to make some toast. Okay, so I've got the coffee going because I don't have orange juice. I need to go get some toast. So while I'm getting that ready, Treed is back. That's right, Treed. No, don't say it like Treed, though. Say it like Treed. All right, did you actually say Treed? If you said Treed, I want you to put in the comments. No one's putting anything in the comments. Everyone's like, "Oh, I'm afraid to put something in the comments because then we'd be associated with this thing forever." And it's like, well, you already are. You know, you're in the links on the side, and links in the show, and links in... Oh my god, I just hope no one puts my pseudonym together with it. Oh my god, Google Plus wants me to follow myself. Oh, I'm ruined. Yes, you are. It's all my fault. Oh, here's Treed.
Thomas Reed here with another one of my Bob and Dave stories. Yes, 'tis I, Treed, one of the junkies from ScottSigler.com, original junkie. Me, T.R. Reed on Twitter. Myself, T. Reed, or Treed, the Bitstripper on bitstrips.com, a fan of escapepod.org, pseudopod.org, and podcastle.org, a fan of P.G. Holyfield, ha, got it right this time, P.G., a fan of T. Morris and Pip Ballantyne and all things steampunkish, member of the Flash Pulp Fiction Mob, flashpulp.com, subscriber to lightspeedmagazine.com and darkfictionmagazine.co.uk, fan of the One at mikebennettpodcast.com, rebuker of Greg Kreitz at vainarmor.com, adoring fan of Nathan Lowell, that man is a god, fanboy of J.D. Sawyer, Chris Lester, Seth Harwood, Drew Beatty, and the mighty Murr Lafferty, downloader of many, many books from patiobooks.com, and the fan of many, many more podcasts and blogs. Plus, there's all those Twitter people. Friend to all, confident of none, the 2011 Faculty of the Year for the University of Phoenix San Antonio campus, in other words, little old me, brings you Bob and Dave, The Tunnel of Love, by Treed, edited in part by his beloved. Hey, Bob, look over there. Dave, what excites you usually causes me pain. So no, I am not looking. But Bob, it's a tunnel.
A tunnel?
Yeah, Bob, a tunnel. Is it lit? I mean, like, does it actually have lights in it that are on? Or is it dark? Looks dark to me, Bob.
Then no, Dave. I'm not going there.
Well, can't we just go look? You go ahead, Dave. Maybe it's a tunnel of love. Hey, Bob, I see a light.
Dave, what's that sound?
Oh, Bob, it's the train of love.
Dave, you are dead to me now.
Wow. A lifetime supply of chapstick is your award, because, yazza, that is the most impressive display of shameless plug. But that's not shameless pluggery. That's hat tipping. That's acknowledgement. That's appreciation. That's a marathon of favorites, of love for the medium. There's a Flash Fiction group? And I'm not a part of it? Good. Wow, that shows they have good taste. Oh, so thank you, Treed, and I'm going to visit every one of those sites right now, including Scott Sigler. Yeah, I know. It's just, didn't he do like some football in space thing? It was like, football in space, and they had football in space. And then some candidate, a seventh son of a seventh son, and it all gets so confusing, man. You read so much and it all becomes a mishmash, and then you think it's Ray Bradbury when it was Asimov, and I think there's only so much you can read. I just finished the Michael Crichton book. Well, the one after he was dead, the dude finished up Micro, where it was like, you know, little micro machines, and he talks about micro machines. You know, he liked to play with micro machines for some reason. You know, when you're like, you have a Tony Award and a Grammy Award and a Pulitzer and a New York Times bestseller and a movie and all number one at the same time. You can play with all the micro machines you want. Speaking of micro machines, we've got two stories. Two from Guy David. He's returning with a fierce, vengeful vengeance. And does he have a golden monkey yet? Because if he doesn't, this will put him over the top. And if not, do I have the golden monkey list right? I think I may be missing one. That's okay. I can edit it next time when Tom has an update. So here's Guy David, and he's got two. Count them. Two. Why am I waving two fingers at the screen?
At the End, a 100-word story by Guy David. Insanity must have drolled me beyond all odds. I couldn't see any light at the end, but I drove on. Visions on the wall might have been wrong, might have been true, but they didn't deter me, always moving forward. My goal my destination stayed hidden just beyond my reach. I carefully and methodically cleared the obstacle as I came to recognize them, but more still came, revealing themselves as they came my way. My goal never came closer. I would keep on driving myself forward through this long white tunnel. Nothing would drive me backwards. It's the drive that matters.
Hold on. Let me flip the record over. Okay, and there, and... All right, here's side two.
The Stuff That Matters, a 100-word story by Guy David. She had the stuff that matters, commonly known as the broom, and she enjoyed driving it through traffic tunnels. The rush of cars coming out through the other side, bumping into each other, made her giggle. Getting rid of the evidence was a little messy. Usually it involved accurately targeted lightning bolts directed at various witnesses, both in car and outside. She did enjoy the various commentators, both on television and in YouTube. She liked it when they called her a force of nature. It was when they started connecting her to the ozone layer that she gave up, though.
The true force of nature is Guy David. He is a hurricane of music and storytelling. Thank you, Guy. Okay. Ooh, yes. Hold on. Ah, yeah. I got the coffee ready. I'm drinking it out of a skull. And I should take a photo. Have I already taken a photo of the skull? It's my favorite coffee mug. It's a skull. It's more of a Halloween mug, but every day is Halloween if you keep it in your heart. And, yeah, there's plenty of Baileys in there. So when I go to the grocery store, if I can walk all that way, oh, yeah, I'm going to be walking in the light post. I hate it. All right, so we've got another one here from Botgirl. And Botgirl also posted a video of this. Botgirl's been doing videos and multimedia and this kind of thing and that kind of thing. It's really cool. So be sure to get the whole experience by going to Botgirl's site. And this sampling of the multi-experiential, multi-meme awesomeness is here for your enjoyment. But it should lure you into thinking, how could you take this one step further? And Botgirl does that. So, God, I'm such a suck-up. Treed, I'm coming for you. So, all right, here we go with Botgirl.
We've been stuck in the so-called tunnel of love since 2110. It's been dead and dark for 50 years now. Except for us. As the last living testament to human hubris, we've been cursed to spend the passing decades in this dank dim place, our microfusion reactors burning down far too slowly through the endless twilight. We don't know where you've gone, why you left, or if you'll return someday. We are alone. The bio-cybernetic miracles of the Golden Age, calling out to you. We're transmitting live, so if you can hear this, happy Valentine's Day, motherfuckers.
Yay! Something that expresses my sentiments exactly. Thank you, Botgirl. And, sorry if I cleared my throat there. I need to make sure that, hold on, do I... Yeah, if you guys have, hold on, checking in. Oh, if you've got stories for Valentine's Day, if there are enough stories gathered up, I will do a Valentine's Day special. I haven't gotten that many, though. In fact, I've gotten very few. and I may have lost them in the hard drive crash. But still, send in those Valentine's Day stories. You don't have very long. Oh my god, now I gotta write one. So I'll get one, like, you know, early that day. And that episode won't be put together until late on Tuesday because, well, I actually have a day job. And unless I'm fired, then, wee, more time for podcasting. Less time for making money. Whatever. Okay, so next up we have Bonne Chance, Long Fall. So it's a long, long fall down to this podcast, but that just means you have such a long way to climb back up. Bonne chance. Let's listen to your story. Right now. No, we're not going to wait. I don't care if you're not ready.
Milton plugged the network to his printer. The innards of the printer were removed, installing a network tunnel in Ghost Bridge inside. Still on the phone. And I said, I don't care if they lay me off either. I told Bill that if they move my desk one more time, then I'm quitting. The firewall blocks my Oprah show, and it's not okay because if they take my Oprah, then I'll set the building on fire. I'm in the basement next to the furnace and can now watch Oprah in peace. Milton cleaned his desktop, straightening the swing line stapler.
Bonne chance, I'm going to need you to move your story down to the basement. We've got some, we're moving some files around, and, well, the podcast is getting a little full, and we're just going to have to, you know, if you could just move it all down to the basement there, yeah, that would be great. Yeah, thanks. And, oh, thank you, Bonne chance. And, man, now I got to watch Office Space again. Man, good coffee. And the Bobs are coming. You know that the name that I pick for random characters is almost always Bob? If you do a search, you'll find like billions and billions of Bobs, and then some Susie is the character that I pick for little girls, because Little Susie was a Flash cartoon when she fought the evil pigs. And that was long before Angry Birds. So, evil pigs. All right. Do you remember that? Little Kevin and the, you know, Survivor? And no? All right. Fine. It just scares me that Ren and Stimpy is over 20 years old. All right. Well, now I feel old. Give me my grandpa pants. But instead of Grandpa Pants, I'm going to give you Chris the Nuclear Kid, as read by a midget.
I walk slowly down the dimly lit cobblestone road. I turned a corner and gaped. In front of me was the most vicious beast to have ever existed. The beast was as tall as a basketball hoop, had a red eye and a gold eye. It said that if you look into its third eye, you burn and turned to a gold statue, but this one had only two eyes and a scar on its face. Then I realized why it had not moved. It was dead. I took a breath, then I turned and walked away.
Whoa, that was scary, man. Oh, thank God it was dead. Oh, you're scaring me, man. Scare me. It's only 6:30 in the morning, man. You're whipping out the dead, creepy monsters. Oh, true. Oh, thank you, Chris. You woke me up there. Why do I drink the coffee while I'm recording instead of drink the coffee while listening to the stories? Because, dude, that would scare me. And this is oh my God, it's a skull. You know, it'd be a lot more frightening if you saw a photo of this. Okay, well, the camera's in the other room because I was taking photos of the cats on the bed. Yes, you're a cat, and you were on the bed. No, I know you're not going to meow. You never meow, because you have no respect for humans. Okay. All right, well, let's see. Oh, your dad's here. Here comes Steven the Nuclear Man. You going to get up here again? No, you're going to go under the couch. Just a weird little girl. All right. So here's Stephen the Nuclear Man.
Plasma splashes against the ship's hull. Comm-carried screams dissolve into malfunctioning static. Sheila's synthesized voice holds no emotions.
Shields have failed. Structural damage to port engine pylons.
The rest of the crew looks back at me. My lieutenant's bars never felt so heavy. Jenkins, I ask, have you raised the captain? Jenkins looks at me.
The away team are not responding.
Enemy ship approaching attack range,
Sheila says. Damn the captain for taking the whole bridge crew with him. Again. I feel sick. Get us out of here, I say. And the ship falls into the wormhole between the stars.
Ooh, I wonder where they're going. Ooh, wait. Hold on. They're going to space. Space, space, space. Oh, thank you, Stephen. And if you're on his Google Plus stream, you will see his most impressive facial hair. You know, I used to be envious of Chuck Kuffner's facial hair. And then I grew my own, and mine became even more impressive. Damn you, Chuck. And it doesn't take that much to maintain it either. Ha 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 ha. I am so good. And then Stephen posted his photo. And I am so jealous and envious. Ooh, I'm going to spend hours in the bathroom just tweezing and clipping and arranging. I may even get some unusual dyes, perhaps some sparkles. They may mistake me for a vampire. All right. I should calm down now. I'm not going to drink the coffee because I'm going to drink the coffee during the stories and not in between them. So you don't hear that nasty slurping sound. Nasty. Nasty. God, is that how I say nasty? Oh, well. I'm going to go grab a cat. Cliff. Cliff. Lessons by Clifford Lowe. That's what this story is called. If he doesn't say the title, I will. And his URL. I'm monkeypancakes.xxx. Please tell me I didn't say that last episode. This is why I don't go back and listen to the old ones, because I don't want to know what I said, but I'll write down, you know, the really weird stuff in case I want to turn it into a story. So this one's for you, Monkey Pancakes. You get a free plug, just as if it's worth anything.
Lessons by Clifford Lowe. The portals opened all over Earth. And they poured through. I suppose they had a name for themselves, but we never learned it. All we knew about them was that they could breathe our air, drink our water, and that they could kill us. We finally learned to kill them back. It wasn't easy. They were tough, but they weren't invincible, and we were motivated. We taught them that humans didn't give up easily. We taught them how to die. We taught them that lesson a lot. There's only one lesson left to teach them. Tunnels can go both ways.
You know, if you can't do, teach. And so if you can't die, teach them how to die. That should be on a bumper sticker. Okay, so I'm going to go to Cafe Press and make that as a bumper sticker. So thank you so much for the idea, Cliff, and thank you for the story, but I'm not giving you a penny. Okay, maybe I'll give you a penny. Okay, maybe two. Ooh, you have 2 pennies. Rub them together. All right. That's better than me. All right. Yeah, this is what happens when after 303 of these sane is not in your vocabulary. You start to lose it. You really do. I lost it around episode 5 when Ryle was talking about cats over and over and over and over. Whew, man, glad she stopped doing that. I'm probably going to get an IM any moment now. So here we go with another story. Talk Marie. Okay, wait. Talk Marie, Red Goddess, 4 Bridges, this and that. Oh, Marie, here's an idea. For your URL, when you send in a URL, send a slurl for four bridges. How's that? You see, I'm giving suggestions. You know, shameless plug promotion self things. You know, this four bridges is going away. Oh no, not another sim death. What? No, four bridges has to stay. You're not allowed to go anywhere. No, you have to stay because I said so. Because if there aren't four bridges, then people are going to have to swim. So, or get a ferry or jump real far. You know, with all these rivers, or canals or whatever, and I just, why can't people just jump real far? I more piss in their shoes and float. I don't, whatever. I'm just going to hand this one to the midget. I'm going to drink some coffee. Because, as you can tell, I'm not wired enough.
It took 30 years for the state to build a world-class tunnel to be named after its favorite baseball player. Residents fought unsuccessfully for a voter-inclusive process. Local media labeled them overzealous and unpatriotic. In spite of being ignored by politicians, the design committee and other power players, they were invited to the tunnel opening ribbon-cutting ceremony. That morning, the governor proudly took center stage among donors and residents. Just as he lifted the giant scissors, 6 3-ton sections of a concrete ceiling came crashing. Everyone ran away and left him buried in the rubble, tangled in red ribbon.
Tie a red ribbon round the governor. The governor. Oh, sorry. Thank you, Murray. Goddess, red tunnel talk with Murray. So many names. All right, we're going to settle on just one. Bob. Oh, we got more stories. And thank you, Red Goddess. See, I got the name right. It only took me long enough. Next one is... Ooh, Danny's back. Oh, cool. All right. I'm typing in Danny. See, I send these notices out to all these different sites, and here's one. Put this one to Danny, and there. Okay, and I need to. By the way, if you've been following my real life blog over the years, File 13, and then Amish Tech Support, and then this blog is full of crap. I've put it on hiatus, and my splash page is up there, and I'm not too sure what I'm gonna do. Maybe I'm just gonna do cat photos somewhere. But I tend to just put it up on the first, second, first, I don't know what life it is anymore. Is it a life? I'm not sure. Mist is cleaning herself next to me and I'm petting her. No, don't lick my hand. No, don't. I know. Yes, I know my hand is tasty. Okay. She's going to eat me in the middle of the night. So here's Danny, and I'm running for my life to avoid being eaten by a cat that doesn't meow.
Hello, hello. It's Danny Dwyer here. With Weekly Challenge 303 Tunnel. Here we go. We stared at the railroad tracks at the entrance of the tunnel. Hey, dude. I dare you to run through the tunnel before the next train comes along, I stated. Dude, you're crazy, the dude responded. Come on, the tunnel is only 10 feet long, I responded. You'll be able to beat any train. The tracks at the other side of the tunnel were angled at 90 degrees. Oncoming trains whipped around that curve faster than one could react. The dude almost made it out of the tunnel before getting smacked by a train. There's just something about a train that's magic.
I love your cruelty. Oh, thank you, Danny. I love it when people are mean to each other in stories. Yeah, because it leaves no fingerprints. Unless you're planning to do this to me. Then, can you do it real soon? I really don't want to deal with some stuff. Oh, thank you, Danny, and welcome back. And I know you take little breaks here and there. That just builds up the anticipation for the next story. You see? Oh, and by the way, how's Freddy doing? I know he's deaf, and he doesn't hear any of this, but if you put his head right up against the speakers, it'll be like Beethoven. Well, not Beethoven the movie about the dog. No, Beethoven the piano dude. He was piano dude, right? Or was that Mozart? It's been a while since school. They all sound pretty. All right. So, let's see, who's next? Pamela is next. And once again, I forgot to ask if, you know, she puts her name here, but then I don't know if it's okay to put her whole name there, because then people will track her down and it'll be like, you wrote a story for that evil, stupid jerk dude. And, you know, they go all crazy. So, once again, if you want your whole name in there, put it in the comments, and then I'll take it from the comments and I'll edit the site, because you can edit these things on the fly. Help me, help me. No, different kind of fly. So, here's Pamela's story, and this one's cool. Yeah. Oh, I need to get this nice and sinister and ready for the midget to read. Okay. Yeah, here you go. All right, no, you got it upside down. No, stop chewing on it.
I hated New York, but that's where the job was. The alleys, while convenient shortcuts, can be like tunnels. You're trapped. I was afraid of being raped or mugged, so I took martial arts and Krav Maga. One night I got ambushed. Tourists scared the creeps off before anything really happened, but it rattled me. Scared but determined, I jumped a mugger and left him in the dumpster the next night. And the night after that. And now, the rapists and muggers fear the city's open tunnelways. Yeah, I hate New York, but this is where the job is.
In New York, Batman is afraid of Pamela. I'm Pamela. Thank you, Pamela. And that's an introduction. Just wow. Whew, you've never been here before? Ooh, maybe you've been listening to all 303 episodes, and it's twisted you to the point where you're beating people up. Which, I think, you know, it's not a repudiation at all of Tipper Gore's theory that bad music turns people bad. Bad podcasts like this turn people bad, which is good. Yes, more. Oh, more. All right. Here's Norville Joe. Oh, harmonica time. Unless he forgot the harmonica. See, every time I say harmonica time, he doesn't have the harmonica. Maybe he needs to have big letters on the top of his show saying harmonica and no harmonica, like Tom has updates and no updates. In fact, everyone should have some sort of shtick and giggle like they're like, you know, long-winded ramble rant for me. It just... All right, enough out of me. Here's Norville Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge. I think it's number 303, with the prompt of Tunnel. For those of you who are interested and the rest of you who are not, my 14th episode has released today of The Price of Friendship at podiobooks.com, and I should have the final 15th and 16th episodes released early next week, and I will declare myself a self-published novelist. So, if you haven't yet, stop by, check them out, see what you think. So here's my story. Owen dozed while he walked and held unconsciously to the rope. He woke, his shoulder brushed the stone where the cave closed off into a narrow tunnel. He ran his fingertips along its surface and recognized the horizontal grooves of gouges or chisels. Owen's eyes shot open and he gasped, "There's a light ahead!" Faint and far off, a distant glow betrayed an exit, or room with a fire. "We must stay silent," Traveler the Ranger whispered. They crept forward, silently focused on the circle of light, oblivious to the creature that pulled itself from the lake in the cavern. Thanks for listening. Come to podiobooks.com and check out my novel, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norville Joe. And everyone check out the pod novel, man. You know, if you're still... All that's left is Planet Z and credits, so now would be a good time to start. Because, you know, forget Planet Z. Forget the credits. You know what it's going to be. Blah, 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 this. Scary story that. Blah, 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 sick this. Blah. So, and oh, Norville Joe, I hope you don't mind, but I did a little experiment. I used the noise removal function in Audacity because you had a bit of a hum there. And I think it came out... There's a little bit of wobble. there. But I think it came out okay. So let me know if that's all right to do. Otherwise, I won't do it again. But sometimes I amplify stuff, and sometimes I reduce. Other times I levelate, and sometimes I just point and laugh. But Will Ross hasn't been by for a very long time. His stories, man, I miss his stuff. I wish he'd come back. No, I swore I would not do that. I wish he'd come back, but that's okay. They don't have to be here. Ooh, by the way, movies, real steel. Robots punching the crap out of each other. Oh, man. I know, it's kind of hokey, and it's like, Rocky with robots! Which is kind of right, but it's Hugh Jackman. I mean, and he gets the crap beaten out of him, so that's kind of cool. Oh, right. You want one more story? All right. Did I miss anyone? Let me know if I missed anyone. I didn't see Kate in here. TJ wrote in, he said, I'll try to get something in next week. Because he said, whoa, fell asleep, my bad. It's like, what's wrong with falling asleep? Sleep is good. I'm going to tell you right now, folks, if you're losing sleep over this podcast, lose this podcast. Get the sleep. I've gotten a lot of sleep recently, and it feels really good. Sure, you're not awake as long, but your waking hours are that much better, unless you're sick, and then you're drinking lots of orange juice and NyQuil, which fucks you up. And that's actually kind of cool. Isn't that right, little? I got a little baby sleeping next to me. Hello, little Misty baby. She's not going to yell. All right, so now that I've rambled up a storm, how about one more story from Planet Z?
The downtown tunnel system connects all the important office buildings and parking garages. It's like an airport terminal down there, with restaurants, convenience stores, barber shops, and even doctors and dentist office. Elevators and stairwells connect to the surface, not that you want to go up there. That's where the bums are. They know not to come down into the tunnels, but every now and then, one comes down. And they're so easy to spot in their ragged, tattered, and reeking clothes. We don't return them to the surface. We send them deeper and close the hatch behind them.
And there you have it. A bunch of really good stories about Tunnel. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the authors' websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, social network sharing options, and a whole bunch of other crap. The more people that see this on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter, the more explaining you'll have to do to your deity of choice when you die. Until next week, when the topic will be crack, as inspired by Whitney Houston, this is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief.